You know, I'm just pretty relentless about what I get committed to. I'm interested in affecting people's lives. I've been doing that for 25 years, one person at a time. And this organization has the ability to do that globally, and I want to help them do it.
What do you bring to this role in terms of your background and your experience? How do you think that will benefit you in what you'll be trying to do here?
Well, I you know, I'm sort of on some level uniquely qualified for something like this because I'm an actor, so I know how to perform. I'm political. I come from a political family, so I know how to give speeches and I know how to schmooze. And I'm a drug addict. So I know the stuff. I know the situation. And I can talk to methadone addicts, and I can talk to policymakers, and I can talk to drunks, and I can talk to politicians, and I can talk to ministers. So I can talk to pretty much anybody. I have a law degree, I have a master's certification in clinical psychology, and I'm a heroin addict. Okay, am I better qualified? Is there somebody better qualified? I don't think so.
And how did you decide to stop being a drug addict?
Well, you don't really decide, but if you have the genetic front-loading of this illness, and we know today, you can't deny that this is a disease. We have the science to prove it. There are plenty of people out there using drugs who are not addicts, but the percentage of the population that are have a disease. And when you start, you have no idea where it's going to end. I started at 12 years old. It was 1969. 1969 in the United States of America was about sex, drugs, rock and roll, and expanding your mind. Everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people were experimenting with drugs. And then I had my own personal circumstances, which were I came from divorce. My two uncles were assassinated, brutally murdered. And so, you know, we know today that an adolescent who suffers great trauma in their adolescence is much more susceptible to addictive behavior later on in life. I was a walking time bomb. And when I said yes to those drugs that that kid was offering me in eighth grade, it changed my life.
Why do you think it's important to see drug addiction as a disease that needs treatment?
I'm not seeing it that way. That's the way it is. Is it more effective to lock people up? We have 2 million people in prison in the United States of America. Over 85% of those people have a history with drugs and alcohol. Do you think, how many of those people do you think would be in prison if they were treated? Addiction costs the United States $600 billion a year. We need to continue to monitor the traffic of drugs. But clearly, demand reduction is what we ought to be focused on.
So what would you say to a young person who might be thinking about taking drugs?
Well, I would tell them, you know, I had no idea when I was 12 years old and I said yes. And I had said no for 6 months. These kids had been after me for 6 months to join them. And they were dropping acid, LSD back then. That was what everybody was doing. And I said no. And then my uncle was killed, who was like a father to me. And I thought, you know what? What the hell? Just say yes. And I had no idea that one decision would run my life for 17 years. Now, I was lucky. I had lots of chances. I had a safety net. I had money. I had access to treatment. And it still took me 10 years to deal with this thing. 10 years. And I tried everything. Imagine the folks in the world, the 250 million people in the world who don't have that kind of access to care or those kinds of resources, and they're living in hell. Because people go, oh, they're, you know, those drug addicts, they make a choice. They make a choice to put that needle in their arm. They make a choice to put that crack pipe in their mouth. That life is misery. You talk to anybody that's been there, and I have, it's miserable. The drugs stop working after a time, and you just keep doing them. That's not happiness. It stops being fun after a few years.
To sum up then, what would you say drugs did to your life?
Well, this is kind of the interesting thing, because I don't regret my addiction. It got me here. It made me a goodwill ambassador for UNODC, because without that experience, I couldn't do what I've done for the last 25 years, which is reach my hand out to other people suffering from this and save lives. Have you ever saved somebody's life? Now, I don't do it. I'm just a vehicle. But as an example, when you say, I did this, you can too, here's how. And they come back to you in a year and you say, you saved my life. I said, I just shook your hand, man. I just showed you the way. And so I don't regret a moment of it. My drugs gave me everything in my life and took everything from me too.